What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here with another edition of the Browns Huddle. The Browns started the first day today of their three-day mandatory mini camp, the last work they'll put in before they take the summer off before training camp. And we asked head coach Mike Pettine, what are the differences between the 10 OTAs and this mini camp?
No new installation. So it was. It'll be more of a review, like a best hits type deal, kind of circle back on, okay, this is what we think based on what we've done so far. We've thrown a lot of stuff at the wall. Let's kind of figure out what our core is. To me, I think the only noticeable difference, they'll be a little bit longer. And then later in the day, the days will be a little bit longer. They won't be out of here till dinner time-ish. But other than that, I think the practices will be structured very similar.
Well, in addition to that, there were a lot of differences you could see on the field. First and foremost, Danny Shelton made his debut for the Browns, getting his degree at the University of Washington. He was out there today. Alex Mack took part in his first team drills this offseason, so that's good to see him back there with the first team. Deshaun Gibson also returned, didn't participate today due to a hamstring injury, but signed his tender over the weekend, and he's back in the mix. But the biggest difference I saw today was Josh McCown in this offense getting the ball down the field. Taylor Gabriel continuing to make big plays as the offense started to step things up here on this first day of minicamp. The Browns will be at it again tomorrow and Thursday before they wrap up the minicamp. And don't forget, tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. right here on the Browns mobile app at clevelandbrowns.com, we'll have a live look-in at minicamp. Myself, Matt Wilhelm, breaking down all the action for you. Again, only at clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.